title of my sermon this morning is Run and Tell Jesus' Story. Because the Gospel of Mark has such a crazy, abrupt, cliffhanger ending, right? If you could read the story in Greek, this is how abrupt it is. In the original Greek, here's the English translation of the exact original Greek. They said nothing to anyone. They were afraid for... And that's where it ends. Dot, 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 dot. What is going on? The people who are supposed to spread the news of the good news of Jesus' salvation have run away and they are afraid. But what's happened here is Mark gives us an ending in this gospel version of the resurrection that make us want to go back to the beginning. They make me want to go back because I keep thinking, did I miss a clue along the way? Well, you know, with the Gospel of Mark, you missed a lot of clues along the way. And if you remember when the disciples said to Jesus, are you the Son of God? Or people said to Jesus, are you the Son of God? And Jesus told his disciples, don't tell anyone. It's because the giant clue that we all needed did not happen until the very end of the Gospel of Mark. Jesus was going to rise from the dead. And so now that we have been to the cross, now that we have been to the tomb, now that we have seen the resurrection, Mark calls us, Jesus calls us to look again with a resurrection mind, with a resurrection eyes, because only now with this resurrection understanding can we see and understand what Jesus was telling us all along. Okay, so dear God, please come into my mind and heart this morning. Help me to show this beloved your community here in our sanctuary and out in the virtual community that watches this worship the glory and grace of your resurrection and how your resurrection invites us to tell Jesus' story over and over again. And I pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. So, run and tell Jesus' story. Because the resurrection is not an ending. When you get to chapter 16, verse whatever it is in the Gospel of Mark, it's not over. Throughout history, people have been so uncomfortable with Mark's ending that people have written new endings for the Gospel of Mark. When I say throughout history, I mean hundreds, thousands of years ago after the Gospel was written. But none of these endings were really what God wanted or Mark wanted. Mark wanted to leave us hanging because if we stop at the end, dot, 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 and go back to the beginning and read the beginning of the Gospel of Mark, here's what it says. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You see, Mark's gospel is all about setting us up to live resurrection lives, to continue the story of God's redemption in this world. It doesn't end. It just begins and begins and begins and begins. Run and tell Jesus' story. And this might have gone past you, but I was looking at something that Reverend Diane Roth wrote, and she pointed out two words in verse 7. And this might have escaped you because it initially escaped me. The angel tells them to go tell the disciples, even Peter. Even Peter. Now, you remember Peter? Just a couple nights before, he was the one who denied knowing Jesus three times. And you remember Peter? He was the one that was too afraid to show up at the foot of the cross as Jesus died. Do you remember Peter? But when the angel comes and speaks to the women and says, go tell the disciples, the angel makes specific mention, even Peter. Peter is called by name. Peter is restored into the community of the disciples. You see, if you had been looking at Peter's actions and thinking, that's it, last thing God wants anything to do with is somebody like Peter, that's not true. Because by the angel's announcement to the women, go tell the disciples, even Peter, we are seeing how forgiving and magnificent the love of God is. The angel called Peter by name. The angel offered Peter forgiveness. The angel restored Peter into the community of the disciples. The angel essentially provided a resurrection of Peter's membership in that community. And by doing all these things with just two words, even Peter, the angel was showing us that God's forgiveness of us is ongoing and everlasting. And please also note that they called Peter by name. If we go to the version of this in the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 15, Jesus says to Mary, who is crying and who doesn't know that Jesus is speaking to her, he says, dear woman, why are you crying? And Mary is crying until Jesus calls her by name, Mary. And then she sees Jesus, her rabbi, her teacher. And if we go to the Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 15 through 17, when Peter is being asked by Jesus, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Jesus uses Peter's name three times in succession. All of this is telling us that the ending of Mark, number one, is telling us we are the ones that continue the story forward. Number two is telling us that we are called by name. God has a personal connection with each of us. We are in a named relationship, a named life of love. And God is calling each of us to go into our own Galilees, wherever they are, to run and tell the story of Jesus. And today we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, never happened before or since. But you know, if we could take a little broader look at that word resurrection, we each have resurrections throughout our lives. We each have resurrection opportunities to run and tell Jesus' story. At the end of a relationship and the beginning of a new one, we have a resurrection. If we are working in a job and we are terminated, there is a death there in that job, but we then have a resurrection into a new job. When we attend a family member's or friend's funeral, we are so grateful to be alive and we give thanks to God for the life we have. We essentially have a resurrection in gratitude. And when we face our own fragility and mortality, and in my own case with my two eye surgeries, there was a 6-week period when I never thought I'd be able to do anything except the bare minimum. And after 6 weeks, my eye did not need to be babied as much, and I did not have to do all the things I needed to do to take care of it. And it started showing me that it was healing, and I felt a resurrection again into a healthy person. God is asking us to run and tell Jesus' story. And so, Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, here in our sanctuary, wherever you are, How will you break the silence of the tomb? What will you say when you tell Jesus' story? And to whom will you say it? We have our own Galilees that we are called to testify to, our church, our jobs, our family, our friends, our neighbors, anywhere in the world when we encounter God's children, we are in our own Galilee telling Jesus' story. And we at Royal Oak have become quite good at doing this through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Our food pantry is telling Jesus' story. Our online worship is telling Jesus' story. Looking at you connecting here in fellowship is telling Jesus' story. Our Halloween drive-through, our prayer vigil, our Easter drive-through are all telling Jesus' story. You see, Royal Oak Beloved Worshiping Community, we are the continuation of the ending of the Gospel of Mark. Yes, it's an abrupt ending, but that's because we are continuing it in this world at this time. And today on Easter Sunday, we rejoice that the God of love and peace is alive and is risen. And today on Easter Sunday, we are celebrating communion. And in our communion liturgy, we are proclaiming the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. And I give thanks and praise to God that we are here, worshiping and celebrating and telling Jesus' story. You are such beautiful people to do that. And I say thank you, Jesus. Amen.